I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Shia and Sunni Muslims, along with Christians, have fled raging communal violence in Iraq but found hardship in neighboring countries. Sat7's Terry Ascott says this is where Christian satellite television makes a difference.
I think Sat7, in this sort of clutter of noise, of doom, of gloom, and negativity, comes across with the messages of hope, forgiveness, love, which seem radically different to the messages that other TV and radio stations are carrying. And in that respect, they win the hearts and minds of people in a way that no other can.
Next, Central Asia has a mix of people who are very open to the gospel and others who could care less. One worker with Interserve, who we're calling James for security reasons, says he's experienced those who could care less when talking with nominal Muslims in the country where he's working.
If they're not satisfied by Islam, then they look to be satisfied in materialism. And so most people don't consider Christianity as something that they would be interested in.
Despite that, he still views tent making as the best way to reach out, teaching English as a second language or being a business owner. The biggest frustration for James, though, is new Christians who are falling away for lack of discipleship. Please pray. And Nigeria is doing great work as one of the more active missionary-sending nations in Africa. However, peace between the north and the south remains a problem for the church there. To them, the hope of Christ plays a key role in peacemaking. So pray for the mobilization of local churches and workers as they help in the daily distribution of the Book of Hope to the youth. Their goal this year is to finish distributing 5 million copies of the Book of Hope throughout the country. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Join Mission Network News and Buckner Orphan Care International for a Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to Leningrad, Russia, September 28th through October 8th. Call 1-800-284-9361 for more information, or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.